and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those of Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 2nd chapter. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the Magi secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord is based upon all three readings that you are blessed to have enter your ears this evening. Typically, darkness symbolizes ignorance, crime, sneakiness, and evil. And similarly, light symbolizes knowledge, propriety, Isaiah takes up this theme of darkness and light when he prophesies, "Rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." He tells the people to shine, and that's not meant that they are to muster up their own form of shininess or goodness, as if it's a commanded thing that must be done. Through whom, then, are the hearers to shine? By God created faith, they shine in the reflected light that shines on them. In it is the light of the glory of the Lord. It emanates from God and dispels the gloom of the sinful and fallen world. For Isaiah is inspired to continue, "For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples." This darkness of your present age hangs like pall, covering the face of the earth like a cloth draping a body in a morgue. This is the darkness of sin, of evil, of death. The darkness that causes men to stumble and despair in unbelief. It is the darkness that can be overcome by one thing, and one thing alone. Listen to the prophet's words as he elaborates. "Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult." The darkness of the captivity of Israel will not only come to an end, but Israel shall shine like a beacon, illuminating the darkness of the Gentiles who do not know God. The prophet speaks of camels and travelers, of gold and frankincense being presented as gifts. And these travelers from afar are also bringing good news, the praises of the Lord. Isaiah's prophecy is called to mind every time the Magi are called to mind. They are usually depicted as three men traveling on camels, drawn to open their treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, kingly gifts for a baby king who is also a prophet and a priest. The good news of the coming of Jesus to dispel the darkness of your sin-draped and death-covered world is too radiant to be kept hidden under a veil or contained in a manger or hoarded by the children of Israel. No, indeed, the brightness of the Lord's coming is manifested not only in the singing and shining of the angels in heaven, but by the heavens themselves, as a mysterious star heralds and guides the travelers through the darkness by a heavenly light, leading them to the one who is the very light of the world, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The Lord himself guides these Gentile travelers, navigating them around the dark and wicked plans of the brooding and evil Herod, drawing them to the baby Jesus in flesh so that they might worship him. That is, receive.
is receiving. For this is no ordinary prophet, priest, or king. He truly is the prophet who is the living and active prophetic voice of God. He is the priest who sacrifices himself as the all-availing atonement for the sins of the whole world. And he is the king of the universe, the fleshly manifestation of God Almighty, who has created all things and who governs all things, not by raw, intimidating power, but by love and mercy. This Christ child, God in man, made manifest, is the light of the world that, as John the Evangelist confesses, no darkness can overcome. No darkness, not even the curtain of sin, death, and the grave can stifle this beam of radiance. Not even a cold, dark tomb. This child is God. He is the very light prophesied by Isaiah. And he shines forth with the very glory of God, for he is light of light, very God of very God. That which was hidden for ages, namely God's plan to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery, is done so in Christ Jesus. He and he alone is the light that dispels the darkness of sin and death. And this light is not spread by candles or laser beams, but rather, as St. Paul is moved to proclaim, by the grace of preaching. For the God who, quote, created all things, was in a lowly manger, but lifted high up on a cross for you. He is the one who, quote, might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. End quote. And this manifestation, this epiphany of the light of Christ is delivered, as Paul was inspired to write, it's delivered through the church. That means you, dear friends, in Christ Jesus. The Lord dispatched the apostles into the dark and gloomy world to enlighten it with the Lord's gifts, with the Word of God as a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. This light is shared neither by burning flames nor by glowing bulbs or happy, clapping emotional services with improper focus. But this light is shared with water and words, baptism and preaching, with the good news of the forgiveness of sins and the real presence of the light manifested in his holy sacrament of the altar. For this dark mystery has been made known by revelation to St. Paul and through him to you. Brothers and sisters, listen and see how blessed you are. Isaiah's hearers had the promise of a world where darkness could be chased away by the light of the coming Christ. But you now know that you have seen his glory, not in the light of a star, but rather in his manifestation among you through the mystery of the Word's proclamation and its power to free you from sin and death ministry of the sacraments, which enlighten and strengthen you. God's word and sacraments forgiving and restoring you, even as you walk and move and live in this sin-darkened world, in your sin-soaked flesh. This was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. For here is the good news, the mystery revealed, the veil of darkness lifted, and here is the glorious radiance of the light. You are, quote, members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. End quote. You are partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. This is the gospel, the good news, the manifestation and revelation of the enlightenment of the truth, that in him, and again, quote, from the Holy Scriptures, quote, you have boldness and access with confidence through your faith in him. And that is how you walk out of the sanctuary, forgiven to forgive, Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins, who started in the fleshly body of a child. He is your source of light and of joy and of life. Die in him that you may rejoice and live in him alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.